Emotional Detox, 7 Steps to Releasing Toxicity and Energizing Joy is out in the world now. Most of what we have been calling an emotion is actually a reaction. It is time to wipe the slate clean and learn the truth about our emotions, including the power they have to transform our lives, relationships, communities, health, finances, and more. Welcome to Emotional Detox with Sherrianna Boyle.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Emotional Detox. Today, I have a very special guest to share with you guys. I'm so excited to have her on the show. I know you're going to learn a ton from her. And her name is Alicia Mathewson. She is, well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about who she is in a moment. But before I say that, she's also a personal friend of mine. So she's someone that I've known for a really long time. And at times she's been a spiritual mentor for not only me, but for some of my family members. So I'm really excited that she's here to share some wisdom with you about emotions, about the process of grieving. I'm going to be asking her about that. So if any of you are going through that process in your life, remember grief is a lot of things. And she's just going to give us some insight on vibration, music, the process of grieving, and so much more. So welcome to the show, Alicia Mathewson.
Thank you, Sherry.
You're welcome. So let me tell you a little bit about who she is. Okay, Alicia Mathewson is inspired by artists from Annie DeFranco to Satnam Kaur. Her music is transformational. She's a singer, a songwriter, meditation guide, and healer. She's been called a sit-down comedian with angels flying out of her mouth. Alicia's fifth album, 12 Rebirth, released on May 17th, 2019, initiating the birth of Queen City Records. Her music, including her third album, Wise Innocence, are more than albums. They are conscious vibrations that will inspire and awaken you to live the life you've always imagined for yourself. Released in June 2015, Wise Innocence includes original songs and sacred chants, following on 212's Isn't It Amazing and 208's Winds, how do I say that? Winds of Sinai, is that correct? Through Alicia's recordings, live performances, private sessions, and classes, you will find empowerment, joy, and transformation. I can attest to that. Alicia has performed and presented at a number of festivals, gatherings, and retreats, including Yoga Reaches Out New England, Wonderlust Vermont, Love Yoga Fest Cape Cod, Maine Yoga Fest, and so much more. Alicia owns Sounding Still Wellness, through which she offers a variety of healing methods. She is a certified SQ wellness practitioner, a teacher of the Rising Star Healing System, and she served over 300 clients throughout the entire world. Ooh, so there's a lot here, Alicia. I just want to make sure, we're going to mention this again at the end of the episode, that you're at AliciaMathewson.com. But before, I don't want to waste any more time. I want to bring you on. Welcome again to the show.
Thanks so much, Sherry. It's great to be here.
Oh, thank you for coming on. So, that's a lot. You have created a lot. And I honestly, folks who are listening, I didn't even read all of it because there's so much there. I really just wanted you to get into the content and to hear what she has to say. I just wanted to start out with the music and talk a little bit about these albums. I know this last album, I've been very drawn to it. The vibration feels very high around you. I've been watching you and I've been like, holy moly, like this girl is on fire. Like I've just been drawn. Every time I see you, I'm like, what's she saying? What's she doing? Because something is happening, Alicia Mathewson. Something is happening. And what is it? What's going on with this album? What's the difference between this one and the other ones?
I love that you just quoted, "This girl is on fire." Thank you, Alicia Keys, for your amazing music and your amazing model for what I feel like I'm doing is I'm finally allowing myself to step onto my destiny path. And so therefore I feel we're all capable of vibrating uniquely as we are, with the highest vibration and the highest connection to whatever we feel is our source or our guidance or our God or whatever word you want to use. And this album very specifically, I called 12 Rebirth, and I released it on the 12-year anniversary of my mother's passing. And my journey with my mom as her daughter, and then also her journey with living with cancer for 9 years and then leaving the planet in 2007 has been a huge part of my journey as a human, as a musician, as an artist, and as a spiritual teacher now. Like her presence in my life, my choice to have her as my mom, and all of the experiences that I had are such a crucial part. So this stepping into this album, and really, I could have done it earlier, but you know, sometimes I think that we just have to go through what we have to go through. And I think I finally allowed myself to truly be myself and truly be in the essence of joy, even in the face of different human experiences we have. And I think I'm telling the truth at a level I haven't been able to before or haven't chosen to. I mean, who cares? Once you get there into that vibration, it's just a matter of, okay, I'm now in this vibration and I choose to continue to draw more of this vibration towards me, and like, let's play.
That's awesome. So I want to ask you, you know, my emotional detox ears perk up, and I want to ask you, how do you know now, Alicia, looking back, that you weren't being yourself?
Oh, such a good question. You know, I should rephrase, I was being myself. I was being the best self I could be. Mm-hmm. However, I am aware now of moments in which I was faced with a choice in certain situations, and I allowed myself to be led by fear. So there's like different shades of fear, right? Sometimes we have fear because we're about to do something new. Like, I'm literally leaving to go on the road in 2 days and I'm sharing my songs, and there's aspects of my life over the next 6 months that are unknown. So there's a natural level of like, fear, how's that going to work out? But my motivation is coming from love of myself, love of the people around me, where now I can see I was having unconscious, subconscious and unconscious motivations from fear. Yeah. And so what does that mean? I grew up really wanting to fit in, and yet there was so much about me that was not created to fit in. And so one of my great strengths is that I see things differently. I hear things differently. I experience things differently, you know, and on a practical human level, you know, I knew I wasn't clear about gender and sexuality. I didn't understand like what, I don't want to be a girl. That seems so limiting, you know? And then I came out as a lesbian. And so I had to go through these human experiences. But ultimately what I realize is that my essence, which now truly believes everything is energy, I am love, you are love, everything is love, that is what makes me really different. That is what is in kind of constant conflict with so many of our institutions. And so I think that I had to work through the fear of fitting in to my family, to my society, to the expectations of what it is to be a human. And so the more I've addressed my own fears, whether they just came from life experience or I brought them in, the more empowered I am to really live from a place of love.
That's awesome. Wow. So we can say, I mean, it from the emotional detox perspective, you know, we when we react to our emotions, right? And that it sounds like fitting in was a reaction, you know, or wanting to fit in. And then the reaction was actually being led by fear. And So I'm wondering, now that you've processed this the way that you've moved through this, I'm wondering how that has impacted your lyrics. How has that impacted the songwriting, the stories that you share? Do you see a difference in the albums and how they've evolved through this process, what you're choosing to focus on or your...
Yeah, a couple different things have happened. So the interesting thing is that I started writing songs when I was 8. I started making music when I was 3.5. It was clear that this being was going to be a music maker. And again, I was doing that within constructs. And I came in with a sense of, like, I wanted to be loved. I wanted to be liked. So I kept trying to fit in. What's my genre? What's, you know, and I also had this idea of, like, in order to be a good artist or like an important composer, you have to be complicated and smart. You have to prove how good you are. Right. My songs now basically like channel through me. And I don't do a whole lot. I just don't worry about it. You know, my mom, who I love, she used to be like, yep, that song sounds like your other song. That sounds like your other song. And I remember thinking like, oh, that must not be good. Like, I can't have songs sound like the other songs. You know, I don't know if you've ever listened to Van Morrison, who I love. I mean, it's almost, sometimes it just feels like one whole song over and over again, but who cares? Because the vibration is holding a vibration. You know, there's a reason we like three chords and a meaningful lyric. It resonates with us. Truth resonates. So I don't worry so much anymore about being important or being clever or being better than someone else. I am focused on what is moving through me, what do I need to transform within my own system, and how can I do that in a way that invites others into it. So it's not like, oh, woe is me, woe is me, woe is me, to a point where you're like, eh. But I'm accessing parts of me that are trying to work things out, and then I'm inviting others to work through things as well. And so that's a big piece. The other big piece that I did with this record, and this is an important thing, I stepped up professionally. I invested in myself professionally. I began to believe I was worthy of working with people who are working at the top of their field. And, you know, that's a big piece of self-worth. But, you know, I think that I am somebody who has always worked in the emotional realm. So music is about emotions and share. And so my emotions are like the gold. However, I grew up in a world that made me feel like, because I felt so much and because I had so many emotions, there must be something wrong with me, right? So this owning of myself of like, yes, I do experience the world through my emotions, and what a gift. And as long as I develop ways to work with it, then who cares? And so by taking care of myself emotionally, acknowledging the truth of my emotions, I was able to then say, like, okay, now, like, I want to do this really well, and I just want to keep getting better and better at this so more and more people can experience it.
That's really nice, Alicia. I'm wondering, you know, and I'm hearing you say really embraced your emotions, and I'm wondering how that has influenced the way you see grief. I want to make sure that we touch upon that, because, you know, the other day I saw, and I love this about you, I love the way you honor your mom. I love the way you talk about her. I think that's such an important part of the grief process, that people allow and each other to talk about and keep that person's spirit alive. And I saw the picture that you posted with you and you as an infant and your mom looking at you. And I just thought, and I still have it imprinted in my mind. It had such an impact on me. And I see a lot of pictures on social media, but that one really, I could feel that. And I was so excited because I was like, that's perfect. Because I think about the people out there who are grieving. And we know, as I said in the beginning, there's many variations of that, grieving a relationship, grieving someone, a death, grieving, you know, health, whatever it is that they're grieving. How has, embracing your emotions and writing this music and this really the state of acceptance of being a channel that you mention, and not getting caught up in all the reactivity of fitting in and am I this? Am I different? Am I the same? Is it, you know, the details. I always say the details can be a state of reactivity, right? You get so caught up in details. How has it influenced your view on grief?
Yeah. You know, I've grieved a lot in my life. I've dealt with depression. I've dealt with anxiety in a variety of different situations. Sometimes I grieved things like before they were even lost. It's an interesting thing for me to look at myself. Like I had decided, well, like now I'm in my 30s and I haven't made it as a composer. And so I would start grieving. And now I'm kind of like grieve the real stuff, but you don't have to grieve that which you can still create in this moment. So, but here's what I'll say. I honor anybody who's grieving anything. And, you know, for a long, my journey with my mom of losing my mom, really the her leaving the planet and that deep grief of losing your mother really triggered every grief in me, every inner child thing I hadn't dealt with. Right. And so for the past 12 years, I've really been moving through everything. It wasn't just like losing my mom. It was like, wait, what happened when I was 6 and 7 and 8? And wait, what happened when I was 12? And wait, why didn't I have the courage to be myself when I was 22? And wait, what happened in that relationship? And wait, you know, so, and that's just what I choose to do. That's not everybody's journey. And so I've become much more accepting of myself and of everybody else. Everybody gets to move through grief however they move through it. I have people in my life who think I talk way too much about my mom and I talk way too much about my feelings. And that's totally could be true. And I'm okay with it. Like that used to stress me out. But you know, when I share something deep from my heart, and then I can't tell you the feedback I got from that picture, which honestly, it was for me. I shared it for me. And to let people know about my record. I mean, it was really like and I got the feedback I got from that was like, I was like, whoa. Okay. So I just tapped into something collective that has to do with, I think, being loved, feeling purely loved like a newborn baby. And this is what I think on some level we all grieve. Like, why can't we be more loving? Like, why aren't we taking care of children all over the world? Like, you know, I'm one of those weird people that believes like most people, most humans are inherently good. They inherently want to love each other. And so I think that we're living in a very fast world. We're living in a world where there appears to be a lot of connection. And I will say one of the most important things for me in my grieving process has been connection. That the times that I have been depressed or anxious or struggled, I have isolated. I have gone into lack, shame, and isolation. And these three things are not helpful for me. And so I recently have started I'm being certified as a transformational life coach in feminine power and the work of Claire Zammit. And she talks about these three things, particularly for women: isolation, lack, and shame. But I'm sure there's many teachers that talk about them. And her thing is, we don't become ourselves by ourselves. So it's the same with grief. Like, I feel like I needed to be witnessed. Even, you know, even today, if I suddenly have a feeling, I have certain friends that I know I can call and say, I'm feeling this today. I just need somebody to witness it. I don't need somebody to fix it. I don't need somebody to tell me I shouldn't be feeling it. And it's somehow sharing it and feeling witnessed just helps me let it go or release it out. And not everybody's like that, but that's how I am.
That's awesome. That's really beautiful. And so what I'm hearing you say, Alicia, is that what you really believe that people have to grieve in their own way, and that what has helped you is honoring your mom. I've witnessed that in you, and connection, not isolating. grieving in your own way and sharing your feelings and allowing others to just be a witness. So not necessarily fixing them or making them go away or telling you, just being a witness to your feelings. So I think that's so powerful for people who are living with people who are grieving, to remember that when you witness somebody, when you allow them to share their feelings and you just their witness, that can be so incredibly healing for them in their grieving journey. And I think that's something really, really powerful for people to hear today. And of course, music, I'm sure, plays a huge role, and allowing yourself to be the channel. That's very helpful. Thank you so much. So we have about 5 to 6 more minutes here, Alicia. And I really want to make sure, now that people have gotten to know a little bit about you, I want to make sure, is there anything coming up in your world that you want to share with people? Is there an event or your website? Where do we get your music, kind of thing? So
Yes. So, yeah, and music is very powerful for all forms of grief. You know, listening, you know, in my bio, I mentioned an artist named Sanatam Kaur. There's so many high vibrational artists, and there's great rock bands. And just, you know, for those that are listening that are grieving, like, also, like, take a nap, drink a lot of water, lay down and just listen to music for a half hour and let yourself cry or sleep. Or, you know, it's a full body process when we shift, when we lose something, whether it's a job or a marriage or a person. And I don't feel like our world always allows us to just that time. And so my music, which you can find on all the outlets, you can follow me on Spotify. It's Alicia Mathewson with one T. You can find me on Apple Music, Amazon Music, all of the ways that you listen to your music. You can also go to my website, aliciamathewson.com, again with one T. A lot of people think it's two T's. And you can download my music there, which is great, because then I get paid a little bit, which is always good, and it helps me make more music and share more music. Queen City Records, which is a very new thing, you can find at queencityrec.com. And I'm looking for about 11 artists. I'm hoping to have a roster of 12 artists, including me. And the intention of this record label / production company is twofold. It's to give a platform and support artists who are bringing a vibration of love, peace, truth, nonviolence, and right conduct onto the planet, regardless of genre. And it's also to empower women in the fields of audio and technology. So I'm hoping to train women and to support women who are producers and mixing. And so we have more women empowered in the fields of audio and production, which I think will also serve those women and the planet and just music in general.
Wow, that's amazing. Holy moly, that sounds fantastic. I want to let everyone know you can also, I will make sure that I put Alicia's information right by this recording. So if you go to my website, you can also catch it there. But definitely check out aliciamathewson.com, queencityrec.com if you know any artists that are looking to be a part of her mission, her vision, get in touch with her. I mean, this sounds pretty huge. So any final words, Alicia, that are coming to mind? Any final things that you want to say before we sign off? I love the full body process. I love the nap. I am a napper. I'm really good at it. So I totally get that as a writer. I always nap. So any final thoughts, and then we'll sign off.
I would just say that if you're listening to this podcast right now, you know, you're already on the right track towards coming into your true vibration. Sherry and I are both holding a very loving, high vibration. And so if you're hearing these words, let yourself know you're exactly where you're supposed to be. You're doing awesome. And even if it feels like sometimes it's hard to get through a day or something's really stuck, just trust. I have been in many, many difficult situations, and I'm here to tell you that your unique vibration is needed on this planet. And thank you for hanging in there in whatever ways you're doing, or and for thriving in whatever ways you're doing. And the creativity, creating, find a way to create whatever it is. Create each day. That's going to help no matter what's going on for you.
Fantastic. So with that said, Alicia Mathewson, thank you so much. Everybody go out there and download her music today. Thanks again. Have a great day, everyone.
Thank you for listening. To learn more about the Emotional Detox live group coaching sessions and all of Sherianna's books, go to sherianaboyle.com.